Good afternoon. Sunshine will continue to fade behind increasing clouds today as a cool front approaches from the west. Most of the moisture and energy associated with this front is shearing north and west of us into southern Canada. However, the effects of the front in the form of cloud cover will be felt as we get deeper into the afternoon and through the evening. Still, with a southeasterly wind flow today, temperatures should easily reach into the mid-50s, some places even into the upper 50s by the end of the day. With that front passing through tonight, we'll have mostly cloudy skies, and there is the risk of a passing rain shower across northern parts of New York and New England, maybe even a few wet snowflakes across the highest terrain in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains as temperatures drop back into the 30s. This front should clear the area by tomorrow morning, leaving us with plenty of sunshine during the day on Saturday. It'll be windy with a northwest breeze at about 10 to 20 miles per hour and a bit cool because of the breeze. Still, though, temperatures should reach well up into the 50s to around 60. We'll modify the temperatures even more on Sunday for Easter, and it'll stay dry with high pressure and control. We'll call for a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the lower 60s. Around the backside of that high-pressure center, a southwesterly wind flow will develop on Monday. This will push temperatures up into the middle and upper 60s under a mixture of sunshine and clouds. At this point, we'll watch the next disturbance head our way for the day on Tuesday as clouds will thicken, and there's a good chance of rain showers by the time the day is out. Tuesday afternoon's highs will be in the middle 60s. More rain on Tuesday night, lingering into Wednesday morning, then dry Wednesday afternoon. Turning breezy and cooler on Wednesday with highs back into the 50s. Mostly sunny skies with dry weather on Thursday and highs right around 60. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms today across parts of the central and northern Florida peninsula. Seasonably high moisture content across this area is expected to contribute to increased instability with daytime heating. Coupled with modest low to mid-level wind fields veering with height beneath a 30 to 40 knot southwesterly mid-level jet stream, sea breeze convection may include a few supercell structures capable of producing severe hail, locally strong wind gusts, and the risk for at least short-lived tornadoes. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 104 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 3 at Baker Lake, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the lower 50s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 50s. The average high temperature at Albany today, 60 degrees, the average low 38, the record high 90 set in 1976, and the record low 21 in 1948. Sunrise this morning was at 6:09 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:41 p.m., 13 hours and 32 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower 50s. Cloudy with a few passing rain or snow showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight, possibly a passing shower with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, seasonably mild with a northwest breeze, upper 50s to around 60. A mix of sun and clouds and milder on Sunday, lower 60s. Partly sunny, mild on Monday in the mid to upper 60s. Tuesday, a good chance of showers in the mid-60s, a morning shower Wednesday, then back to sun in the upper 50s, and mostly sunny right around 60 on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.